So Leah gives birth to Yehudim, the sixth parasha, and the Torah says, "Vatom ha'apam odes Hashem, akein karish ma Yehuda." It's time, let me gratefully praise Hashem. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda. So let's ask two questions. Question number one: Rashi, according from Chazal, teach ha'apam odet shenatalti yosi michelki. I took more than what I deserved. Me'ata yishul odes. And now I should thank Hashem. So this is very strange. Now that I took more than I deserved, I should thank Hashem. But when I got what I deserved, I didn't need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it that now, specifically once Leah got more than she deserved, she decided to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Question number two. The Jewish people are called Yehudim after Shevet Yehuda. So why is it of all the names of all the Shvatim, we are specifically referred to as Yehudim? So to address the first question first, why is it that now Leah decided to thank Hashem? I think Leah now is introducing a new concept into the Bria, meaning a permanent reminder that one should be motivated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Leah called Yehuda Yehuda to signify the fact that now she realized that everything that she got in her life came from Hashem and she should be thankful to Him for it. The Maharal explains that the word hodah, which means thanks in Hebrew, is also the same one word as admitting. Because really the ultimate thanks to Hashem is admitting to the fact that everything comes from Him. So now that Leah got more than what she deserved, she called her son Yehuda to note the fact that she's thanking Hashem and admitting to the fact that everything that she got in life, whether it be something that she deserved or whether it's something that she doesn't deserve, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think for this reason, the Jewish people are called Yehudim. Because really, what the ultimate mitzvah of a Jew is recognizing the fact that everything that we have in this world is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we should thank Him for it. And whether it be something that we deserve, or whether it be something that we don't deserve, we should thank Hashem and admit to the fact that really everything is coming from Him. And this message was what Leah was trying to teach when she called his name Yehuda, and therefore we have to learn that, recognize the fact that everything that we have from in this world is from Hashem, and that we should thank Hashem for it.